Rats, George W. Bush is probably thinking to himself right now. I wish that television producer hadn't inserted that word in my political ad. But George W. Bush's concern should extend beyond what John Q. Public says around the water cooler. Legislators, government agencies, judges, all three branches of government, by chance, oppose subliminal advertising. Think of what effect this whole rats thing might have, then, on George W. Bush's ability to be president, or Pied Piper, depending on your party affiliation. A bit of history to put this all in perspective. This make-a-mountain-out-of-a-mouse-hill opposition to subliminal advertising isn't something new. Back in the late 50s, for example, the New York legislature introduced a bill banning the practice. California, New Jersey, and even Congress, the legislative branch, launched investigations. This, not surprisingly, followed a businessman's announcement that he'd subliminally encouraged moviegoers to drink a certain beverage by flashing the logo on the screen in split-second edits. An outraged nation demanded that the action stop, and it did, or that's what our conscious minds told us. At least until 1973, when, according to the FCC, some company inserted this simple subliminal demand in its ad for a game. Get it. The FCC, part of the executive branch, promptly sent an opinion letter to all broadcast stations calling subliminal advertising of deep concern to the public, contrary to the public interest, and clearly deceptive. It noted that something called the Television Code prohibits subliminal messages, those transmitted below the threshold of normal awareness. A message, let's say, like a split-second edit containing the name of a mammal of revulsion. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms also found such subliminal advertising false and deceptive and not to be tolerated. And to offer support for that notion, ATF listed other agencies, countries, and organizations with rules and regulations against subliminal ads. The FCC, the FTC, the NAB, England, Canada, the Council of Europe, the United Nations. Subliminal advertising, then, is not an issue over which Europeans would wink at each other and chuckle about prudish American sensitivity. Oh, no. Think what might happen to foreign policy if people the world over smell a rats. So the list opposing subliminal advertising grows and includes the judiciary. There are perhaps only two cases in which courts directly address the issue, but in both, the people doing the subliminal advertising lose. One from California, in which a producer sued a community access television station after it refused to air his production containing alleged subliminal advertising. Victory for the station. And a second from Alabama, in which a model sued a magazine publisher over a racy ad with a somewhat subliminal message. The court allowed the model's lawsuit to go forward. And perhaps there's even more concern about subliminal advertising when it leaps into politics, when an organization like a political party gets involved. A member of Congress from Ohio, a Democrat, put it best when he said on the House floor this summer, long before the rats ad started running, "One thing America does not need is to start using federal dollars to make subliminal hits on American citizens through the media." But then he added this zinger, "That's just what communists do." Ouch. Communists maybe, but not former communists. Russia, too, specifically bans the use of subliminal advertising. I'm Amy Guida.